This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne in Los Angeles.
And I'm Steve Inskeep in Washington. Tonight, Democrats hold the nation's first presidential caucuses in Iowa. And as we've been reporting, pollsters give at least four candidates a chance to win. Howard Dean of Vermont, John Edwards of North Carolina, Richard Gephardt of Missouri, and John Kerry of Massachusetts. Voters will signal their decisions just after dinner time in schools, churches, and houses across the state. NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson is in Des Moines.
The only thing most Democrats here feel confident predicting is that turnout tonight will probably be higher than ever. Partly because the race itself is so unpredictable, all four of the leading candidates have been attracting large, enthusiastic crowds. The latest Des Moines Register poll gave John Kerry a slight lead overall. Welcome news to a candidate who was stuck in third place here and who's seen his early position as leader in New Hampshire evaporate. Last night, Kerry urged his supporters at the Iowa State Fairgrounds to turn those poll numbers into a strong showing at the caucuses.
I ask you to remember that we have to offer this country not just anger, we have to offer answers. And we can't offer slogans. We have to offer solutions. So when you go to that caucus tomorrow, go there not to send America a message. Go there to send America a president of the United States.
Kerry appears to have benefited from second thoughts Iowa voters are having about Howard Dean. Kerry's dramatic surge in the polls also came after he decided to focus on Iowa as a way of rejuvenating his candidacy. He poured people and resources into the state in the hopes that a strong showing here would boost his chances in New Hampshire next week. A decorated Vietnam veteran, Kerry is counting on the help of fellow vets. On Saturday, he held an emotional reunion with a sailor whose life he saved 35 years ago in Vietnam. And 800 veterans have set up phone banks for Kerry, and they spent the weekend calling other vets.
Hello, I'm Mr. Poulsen. My name is Bill Bacon, a Vietnam veteran. I'm supporting John Kerry for president. Let me ask you, where were you in the military?
Hi, I'm Wade Sanders. I'm a veteran.
My name is Ben Shapiro. I'm a Vietnam veteran and a friend of John Kerry's. How are you this morning? Good. Can I take a few moments of your time? Do you plan on attending the caucuses? Are you leaning toward any particular candidate this time? You are. We're hoping it's John Kerry because our belief
just down the street from Kerry's modest headquarters are two huge former auto dealerships that have been taken over by the Dean campaign.
Is there anyone who's trained, who does not have a car, that's ready to go out?
This is the Dean Storm Center. It's where the thousands of out-of-state Dean supporters, all recruited over the internet, are processed. If there's such a thing as precision chaos, this is it. Every volunteer gets a color-coded hat and a wristband. Housing, food, and transportation assignments have all been taken care of in advance. The new recruits are then trained for a weekend of canvassing the 250,000 Iowans Dean's campaign has identified as potential supporters. Tim Connolly, a former Army Ranger, masterminded the operation, which the Dean campaign is calling the perfect storm.
The processing you see going on next door is only one of 14 locations across the state. We call them fire bases. There are 17 or 18 camps in which they spend the night. We estimate we'll knock on 200,000 plus doors this weekend, so it is an extraordinarily large operation.
Dean has a far bigger headquarters, more volunteers, more computers, and a more visibly impressive operation than any other candidate. So if organization is the key to winning in Iowa, why has Dean been slipping in the polls? John Mullenkamp, a top service employees union official who's now running labor's effort for Dean, has this explanation.
A very great deal of Governor Dean's support is not polled. And so what you see, all the energy of this campaign, you say, how is it possible? Why isn't he so far ahead? Well, we'll see Monday night. It may turn out he is.
Dean himself was out of the state yesterday. He traveled to Plains, Georgia, to attend church services with former President Jimmy Carter. Carter didn't quite endorse Dean, but he did have plenty of nice things to say about him.
The fact that he supported me in 1980, the fact that he was a strong and open advocate of peace whenever possible, instead of war, and his outspoken nature has made it very harmonious between me and him. And now I want to introduce my friend and our visitor and a fellow Christian, Governor Howard Dean.
Thank you very much.
Dean said he hoped to follow in Carter's footsteps and praised Carter as the first president to link foreign policy and human rights. But a more immediate task for Dean is to follow Carter's political example. In 1976, Carter, just like Dean, was a little-known former governor who ran as an outsider and used the Iowa caucuses as a launching pad to the White House.
I came to speak with President Carter over a year and a half ago because he did what I hope to do in Iowa tomorrow night. And I really appreciate the lesson that you've given, the path that you've blazed.
If Dean's organization in Iowa is impressive but untested, Dick Gephardt has a proven get-out-the-vote machine. He's relying on the same coalition of industrial labor union muscle that helped him win the Iowa caucuses in 1988. Yesterday, Gephardt supporters rallied at the headquarters of Steelworkers Local 310 in Des Moines.
We're here for Dick Gephardt because we're tired and worried about our jobs going overseas.
But, like Dean, Gephardt, who was once in first place here, is now trailing in several surveys. He's acknowledged that Iowa is a must-win state for him, and yesterday he told his supporters not to pay attention to the polls.
I know you've read all these hourly polls, and what I want you to understand today is that there's only one poll that counts. The Iowa caucuses are an unusual event. It's hard to poll because you don't know who's coming out. The key to winning is you. You have the power to go out of this room today and to find the number of people that we need who will actually show up at that caucus so that we get more votes than our opponents and we win.
Welcome the next President of the United States of America, John Edwards.
North Carolina Senator John Edwards has run a disciplined, positive campaign. He's also surged in the polls here, benefiting as Dean and Gephardt traded attacks.
There is so much energy and excitement and momentum behind this campaign right now, and it's all for a very simple reason. This campaign is not based on the politics of cynicism. It's based on the politics of hope.
Edwards probably has the most to gain and the least to lose in Iowa. Never expected to win here or in New Hampshire, he needs to win the next big primary, South Carolina, on February 3rd. Jennifer Palmieri is Edwards' spokesperson.
I don't want to be presumptuous, but I think that we've already exceeded expectations. At this point, even if we are in fourth place, we're going to be within a few points of everybody else, that is finishing far better than we expected to do. And we're doing it without any of the support that anybody else has. We have no labor support, we don't have the money that anyone else has, and we don't have any of the statewide endorsers that anybody else has. And, you know, this is truly a grassroots effort. We're doing it all on our own.
One of the reasons Iowa is so unpredictable is that so many Democrats are waiting until the last minute to make up their minds. Bob Jacobson from Council Bluffs is one of them.
It's a three-way split so far. Edwards, Ed Dean, and Kerry. Because they all have things I like. I like Edwards for his lack of conflictual stuff with the other candidates that he sticks to. You know, I'm not going to put down other candidates. This is where I stand. Dean was fairly antagonistic, but that's not all bad because he takes a stand on things. Kerry I like just because he's been down. When he came back from Vietnam, he had problems just like everybody else.
In addition to revving up their hardcore supporters, all four leading candidates are doing their best in the few hours they have left to convince undecided voters, like Jacobson, to come their way. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Des Moines.